much less than normal, so you don't have to hear me talk quite as long this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. If you have children over the age of 2, there is the live stream playing in the teen room as we've started, if they are having trouble in the sanctuary this morning. The nursery during the church service is still looking for some volunteers, so if you are willing and able to help in the nursery during the church service, please talk to Therese Kettlehut or myself. So that we can get you on the rotation. We do have a couple high schoolers graduating, and that will impact the amount of volunteers that we have back there just for the sake of not having the same high schooler back there every single week. It will certainly help out if we have more people in that rotation. We're also looking for people to help out with the kitchen during fellowship time, bringing snacks, but also to serve during that time. That's a great opportunity for us to share in a time of fellowship and enjoy some tasty snacks. So if you'd like to help out with that, please talk to the Women's Outreach Committee about that. We have youth group tonight as normal, and now that it is into the summer, we will be picking back up in the Book of Judges after probably 4 weeks worth of doing random stuff here and there, getting ready for VBS and getting the summer kicked off. So. Back to normal youth groups, back in the Book of Judges for that. This week we do have a deacons meeting, but we'll also have a young adult Bible study tomorrow night at Kelly and I's house. If you'd like to join us, we are in the Book of Habakkuk, wrapping up the Book of Habakkuk. So those are my announcements. You'll probably notice if you take a long time to look around the church, we did have VBS this past week on Tuesday. We had 80 students from the community here, from 4 and 5 year olds to 6th grade, running around learning about how valuable each and every one of us are and how valuable all human life is in the eyes of God. We had a great opportunity to minister to all 80 of those students, and it was really cool to see them running around this week. So if you know somebody who helped out with VBS, make sure to say thank you, because it wouldn't be possible without all 30 helpers and volunteers that we had this week. So that was an awesome effort, and it was great to see everybody here this week. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, the 30 helpers are great, but the guy that led it, that youth pastor, he was pretty awesome, too.
I don't know if I've met him. Thanks, Mark. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Well, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. Ask you if you would take your hymn books. We're going to sing together number 430, or it'll be up on the screen. I Must Tell Jesus. Ask you to stand with me, please. Number 430, I Must Tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus, all of my troubles, He is a kind, compassionate friend. Him he will deliver. Make me of my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world do heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me. Over the world the victory win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burden alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Very good singing. You may greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that I have them be given to me. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. He had eye surgery this week, and it looked like it went well. The request, and hopefully he's been able to do this. He had to stay pretty sedentary, being able to sit up but not move around a lot. And with some of his short-term memory issues, that was going to be difficult. Because he wouldn't really remember why he needed to be staying seated in the recliner for several days. So I know that was going to be a challenge. Terry Augsburger has his back he's getting looked at this week. So we'll pray for that appointment. And then a couple of trips that are leaving here shortly. One, the Miller Music Group, both the band and the choir, are heading out. Is that 3 today? 3 o'clock today. I know Janelle's going as a sponsor. I looked at the itinerary. The getting back at midnight looks like a lot of fun to me. But yes, we will pray for the Miller Music Group as they go, as well as from Sunshine, the Puerto Rico missions trip is leaving at O'Dark 100 tomorrow, and they. The 2 of the staff and 5 students are going along on that trip down to Mexico, to Puerto Rico, sorry. And Jace Burma is going to be greeting them there. He's already down there. Also, we have an election on Tuesday. We'll be praying for God's will to be done both in our community and around our state. And then also a reminder, this past week there was a kind of a somber anniversary of the, it was 100 days since the Ukrainian conflict that is in Russian conflict. So we will continue to pray for peace there. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. Wonderful. I remembered you said a month, so I figured we were really close. So and Bonnie are thanking everyone for praying for their granddaughter and husband, Kelly and Richie. They were down in Brazil with Youth with a Mission, and they have made it back, and the team made it back safely, but also felt that God really used them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Paula. It's always good, nice to get the rubber stamp.
He is continuing with the cancer treatments that he's been doing for the last 2-3 years, but they felt the surgery did what it was expected.
Oh, that is wonderful. So Paula's brother Jerome had a doctor's appointment that cleared him to go back to work retroactively. But also, we continue to pray that he's picked back up the cancer treatments that he's been doing for the last several years. So we'll continue to pray for him and his strength. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes.
I just feel like I need to give a praise. I'm in the Philippines. I'm not sure why I'm still here. A couple of weeks ago, I had a blood vessel burst in my brain. Neurosurgeon doesn't really know why I made it. God is good.
Amen. Amen. God is good all the time. And your first name?
Jill.
Thank you, Val. It's always good to put a name and a face together. So we are grateful that you are, God has spared your life. And we'll continue to pray for ongoing medical treatments. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our time together, we thank you that each day is a blessing from you. Each day will bring challenges that you walk with us through those, that you have given us your very great and precious promises. And you, because of your character, it is who you are, you fulfill all those promises. And we rejoice with Jill that through the emergency with the blood vessel that you have spared her life and you have made a testimony to the neurosurgeon, the staff, that our God still is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your healing hand is still active in our lives. Sometimes you choose to use our medical profession, and we thank you for those that have been given insight into the way the human body works. Sometimes you choose to work directly, and we never want to just brush that aside. It is so easy in our Western world and our culture to just give all the credit to the medical profession, to science. But we know, as we've been reminded through this past week with VBS, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you know us full well. You have made us inside and out. You've appointed our beginning and our end. And because of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have hope beyond the end of our lives here. But that's not just what it means to be in a right relationship with our Father through your Son, Jesus Christ. It means that you do have watch care over your children. And Father, we are just appreciative of the opportunity we had this week with VBS. For each one that was a part of helping lead the different activities, the different groups, We thank you for Pastor Derek and Kelly and the amount of time they've invested in this week. And it wasn't just a few days ago. The investment started a while to see it come to fruition. Father, you have charged us with planting and watering, and you reap the harvest. And so we do pray for the Word of God that was planted in the hearts of our students from 4 years on up to sixth grade. Father, we are just grateful. We are tired, but that is to be expected. Thank you that you renewed our strength each day. Father, we lift up the other needs and prayer requests of our fellowship, and we pray for Nathan and his ongoing battle he has with this traumatic brain injury for this past week, the success of the eye surgeries. We pray that he would be able to stay still enough that the healing would take place. Father, it's our desire that your hand would heal that eye, that he could have full vision restored, and that is in your hands. Father, we continue to pray for Brian and Deb, especially as they start thinking about the next facility, the next place to continue Nathan's recovery. Give them wisdom. Father, we pray for Terry and these ongoing back issues, that as he goes to the doctor, that you would give wisdom and the next stages, that you also would heal him. Father, we lift up the trips that are being made by the students. We pray for the Miller Music Department as they head down south, both for the students. They've looked forward to this trip for many years. For the chaperones, that you would give them the energy they need and the wisdom and the opportunity to interact with all the students. Father, we just pray not only for a fun time, but we pray for safety, and that they, as they showcase the talents and abilities you've given them, that they would understand that those come from you, and that they would continue to use them and develop them, and Lord willing, use them for your honor and glory. And we pray for those students that are going to Puerto Rico. We ask that you would give them safety and travels, as well as the opportunities they will have to present the saving gospel message of Jesus Christ to those students in Puerto Rico, the camps that they will be a part of. We pray for Jace, that you would use him as the different teams come in, as he seeks your will for his life. Father, we pray for our local area as we have elections coming up, that we as your people would seek wisdom from you, that as the opportunities we have as citizens of this country to vote and to not take that lightly. So Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom and for all the candidates that are running, no matter the results, that they would see that even stepping forward for public office, it is a calling that can be used by you, and that you can use them as you work in the lives of our legislators, our local government, our state government, and national government. Father, we do pray for our country, that you would draw us back to yourself, that you'd start first with your church, that we would continue to be serious about developing our relationship with you and loving others. We lift up Paula's brother Jerome, grateful that he's able to get back to work, but we continue to pray for his cancer treatment. We're grateful for Ed and Bonnie's granddaughter and husband, Kelly and Richie, getting back from their missions trip in Brazil. Help them to recover from the trip. The attacks that may come from Satan because they are tired, that you would defeat, that you would protect them, and that the lives that they came in contact with would see the gospel seeds harvested in their lives. Father, we thank you for our missionaries that we support. For Skip and Betty, we continue to pray for Skip's health. We pray for Betty and the opportunities she has to continue to work alongside of the church. And we thank you for the legacy they have left with many around the world and here in our midst. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. We thank you for the blessings. We think of the rain, the moisture we've had, and the safety in being out working cattle, working livestock, and in the fields. We ask that you continue to watch over us as you've promised, that our gifts would be used for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. If you take your hymn books, you may be able to stay seated for this song. We're going to sing together number 418, All Your Anxiety. Number 418. I know none of us have anxiety, because therefore Jesus would, or Paul would need to say, stop being anxious. So sing together number 418.
The place to leave your burden. to hear your prayer. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus. Come then at once, delay no longer, heed his entreaty, kind and sweet. You need not fear a disappointment. You shall find peace at the mercy seat. Your care bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus.
Then we're going to sing number 249. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. I'll be up on the screen as well. 249, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart.
Seated.